Sunday the 12th of August, Coffee Base Menachemov, Rabbi Shraga Kallas, it's not Russian horror, it's true.
There's once a maisa that a person brought a certain piece of meat to a rab, he brought a certain thing, he brought to a rab to check. And the rab, when he took the piece of meat, the rab passed on the meat, the rab said, he says, chafe, scream loud, chafe. So the person asked him, why so emphatic? Why did you just say? And also, don't we know that the person was supposed to talk the Lashon Naki, he should say maybe Nishkosha. So he said that when he first became a Rav, it's a famous Maisa, when he first became a Rav, so what happened was somebody brought him a piece of meat, a similar Maisa, and on the piece of meat, he paskined, it's Nishkosha. That's how he paskined, because it wasn't kosher. But he didn't want to say Shrei, because a person shouldn't be mighty such words from his pet. And what happened? The person heard the word, it's nisht kosher, and he thought to himself, yeah, it's nisht kosher, it's my nisht shrei, it's nisht kosher, it's mocking for a kula, though. And the person was never was makel. So since then, anytime it comes to the Indian of treifus, and something is treif, so I start out, I say, it's treif, that's my minute. No, tonight, from what the sign sounds like, it seems that we're supposed to be talking about kulas of Russian horror, hatayin of Russian horror. Our first reaction has to be, it's a treif. That's the first reaction. And then the Chavetz Chaim, like he writes about himself, Chavetz Chaim says that my Sefer was written because without me, you can't talk at all. Without the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, the Sefer Chavetz Chaim is the Sefer of Kulus. That's the first thing a person has to realize when he looks at Sefer Chavetz Chaim, it's not a Sefer of Chomer. Without Chavetz Chaim, it's Olshem Bechlau. You can't speak at all. Comes along the Chavetz Chaim, and he gives us all his Kulus. We'll see tonight some of the Kulus of the Chavetz Chaim. It's a certain reaction. I just to be mamzerish, you know, what would happen? I'll give you a dogma. Somebody calls you up about a shidduch, no? And he calls you up, he says, so-and-so, what do you think about so-and-so for my daughter? So-and-so? Maybe I know so-and-so for my whole life, I know so-and-so. No, let's hear what do you think about. Well, the guy's a tzaddik, and he does this, and he learns, and he davens, mamzerish kapon, and does it. Mamzerish tzaddik, he gives the doctor. He's all the milas you can imagine, he's everything you can imagine, he's al-tzaddik. Just this one thing, yes, Meshuvah Dick and Minig, yeah, I have to tell you about it. Every Rosh Chodesh, he goes into Burger King, and he orders himself a Big Mac, or whatever these things are called, a big whatever, and he eats it, and he has two of them, look up at Rosh Chodesh. Okay, he doesn't do it during the Rosh Hashanah, because he's in Shul, and also during the 9 days, and the Chulik is not allowed meat, and the Chulik, you know, but that's his Minig, 10 months of the year. Anybody listening to you think this stuff? I don't know who's the bigger Meshuggah, the guy who written the sheet, or the guy who's talking about. But he's a guy, he's a fine year, just what? Just he goes into Burger King once a month. Yeah, everybody realized that's ridiculous, right? Says the Chafetz Chaim, you know what our problem is? Says the Chafetz Chaim, that our problem is we don't view Russian horror the same way. You can have a person, a fine year, that learn Torah, get tzedakah, this, that. I'm the Milas. Nor Vos. I'm all that Russian horror. No, once in a while, Rosh Chodesh, 10 months in the year, not the Pharisee made tshuva, not the 9 days, he doesn't want to be Gantzer, but what's the pshat? Zot the Chavetz Chaim, out of the Chinuch. If we prevent the Chinuch in a Yid, from when he was a small kid, what would happen? Child brought something to the house. He walked, not with a ham sandwich, Chalila. He comes into the house with a candy on a hamster. Now, Ganesh, something happens, the Ganesh doesn't know Bechlau. What would you do to the kid? What are you doing? Got you to bring that in. It's not kosher. It's not this, that, right away, right? Up when the kid comes into the house and he says something, what Yossi did in Cheder today, what this one did in the school, etc. We don't have that reaction. Says the Chafetz Chaim, if our reaction would be like that, like a ham sandwich, like the Chafetz Chaim, so then things would be different. That's the whole Metzius. So today, Beit Hashem, we'll talk about the kulas of the Chafetz Chaim, the kulas of Lashon Hara that without the Chafetz Chaim, we would not be able to speak the Chlal. But at the same time, we go in with the ideas that Lashon Hara is treif. That's the outer phase of what we're talking about. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. Now, Lamaisa, and it's interesting, there, Rav Solanter once said, and when we talk about the shayas of Lashon Hara, then when the Rambam says the Lashon Hara is a macher v'sa'oivah, halach Lamaisa, the Rambam passes. A person destroys the world when they have Lashon Hara. Because the other day, it's a belt. Everybody's a belt, an oilam sholim. And we talk Lashon Hara, you destroy the world. Rav Solanter said, who he once said, that when a person says, and the Rav can't sing it. The Rav can't sing. No, that's Lashon Hara. The Rav can't sing, that's Lashon Hara. But the Rav can't learn, you know, the Rav, he doesn't know how to pass, he doesn't do this, that's Ritzicha. It's not Lashon Hara. Now, how do you do it? You took away his parnasa. When you deal with chayes with lashon hara, you're talking about tzicha. Person says no. You know, we're going to see today different etedim. Is a person allowed to say, can I use that plumber when it comes to a shidduch? Should I go into a partnership? The chalkas yankiv. The chalkas yankiv. Rabbi Reish, he dealt with a certain shayla. I don't know. Kaneir, this is the minig in Europe. I don't know the tzis. The minig was kaneir that they didn't tell the person who had yana machla, and they didn't tell him, and they didn't tell his parents. I don't know the whole tzis over there. So the doctor knew. The doctor was the only person that knew that this person has yana machla. And the shayla was, can the doctor tell the shidduch? The boy didn't even know. There was no avlo over here, bichlal. And the Rebbeish, he deals with the shayla, the Rebbeish Bemis comes out, it's like a tank, he has to tell. He's mechuyiv to tell. Sometimes we'll see that he's going to be mechuyiv to tell. And other rabbi, if he wouldn't tell in such a situation, that would be machiv, it's a oilam. And like the priest can say, sometimes he'll be mechuyiv to tell. What do you mean? He's going to lose his job even, maybe. We know there's a client, a doctor privileges, etc. So perhaps he'll lose his job. That's ready. We know that for a mitzvah, for an aveda, a person has to give up akupanim for an aveda, kol mamayna. There is a chasm cipher that says that if the aveda is b'sheif al taitsa, so perhaps he doesn't have to give up all his mamim. But a shayla. But akupanim, you see already that the shaylas we're dealing with today are serious shaylas. The breaking a shidduch, you could be ruining somebody's life forever, both people's lives forever. Breaking a partnership, you could be hurting somebody tremendously destructive. So these shaylas that we deal with today, when we talk about lashon hara tayelis, we have to have clear what's called yelet tayelis, what's not called the tayelis, when is it mutter, when is it not, and what the message we're giving to our children. The maimer mutter, you get a phone call. We'll see today when you are allowed to talk about a shidduch, when you are allowed to talk about somebody, you get a phone call. He gets the phone call, he starts talking about a shidduch. And he's sitting there and he's saying lashon hara, which we'll see in a minute, that's going to be mutter, whatever the case of tayelis is. His children are sitting there in the car while he's on the phone listening. Right. They're listening to this whole entire conversation. They're not familiar with necessarily all the tznayim of lashon hara tayelis. They're not familiar with what's going on in this conversation. The cloud. A person has to have, before the first four chalokim of Shulchan Aruch, have that brain. The first chalok of Shulchan Aruch, have that brain. Such a way, you're being mechanic your children. If you want to do it, you do it in a different room when you have such a conversation. Or you explain to your children the four chalokim of the five chalokim of lashon hara, when we are allowed to speak, when we're not allowed to speak. All this goes before what we're going to say today. Person always has to have seichel. And it's going to be negayah that you have to have seichel. It's very hard sometimes. You have to have the brain when the kid comes home from school and he's going to have something to say and we're going to have to listen. We'll have certain times to say something about the Rebbe and about this and that. And you're going to have to listen, but it has to be done with seichel. It has to be about, even if with that teirim, but it has to be with seichel. This is obvious. The Or Chaim HaKadosh, when he brings the pasuk, they say the chrochel b'amecha, he says, why is it that the Torah says, say the chrochel b'amecha, leisam it al damriyat, brings it in the same pasuk? Zotar Chaim is coming to teach us a gvaldik yisoy, and this is the yisoy banis of the Chabetz Chaim in Kval Tessif Yud. The Chabetz Chaim says, the big yisoy, that we know there's a concept called leisam it al damriyat, and that concept of leisam it al damriyat means that you're not allowed to watch by and see your friend get hurt, and you're not allowed to watch by and see him not only get killed, but you're also not allowed to watch by and see him get damaged in business. Domin taki mashma, said the Gemot Sanhedrin, Dabai and Gimel. There's too much mausim. Dam of his body and dam, domin, geld. The other guy got dam of money, his money portion. And you have to worry, you have to make sure that your friend doesn't get a loss. He doesn't get hurt. It goes into the parsha of Ashok Saveta. It goes into the parsha of Leisam Adam Reacha. But whatever it is, we know there's a halacha. That person's not allowed to watch his friend get hurt. The Pasik says, Dor Chaim puts together, juxtaposes these two things together. Let's say lech rachel b'amecha. You're forbidden to be a rachel. You're not allowed to talk lashon hara. Let's say lech rachel b'amecha. But leisam it al damriyecha. One has to know that there are certain situations where you're going to be in mechuyev to talk lashon hara. In a situation where it'll be leisam it al damriyecha, where your friend has the ability to get hurt, be it in a shidduch, be it in a partnership, be it in a business deal, be it that the child has to say something to the Rebbe, he's getting hurt, etc. So then we not the pshat. The way that the Chofetz Chaim so beautifully explains, not the pshat, the way the world says over, there's a act of lashon hara tayelis. And I want to take this, I want to dispel this myth. That will explain what I mean. But the Chofetz Chaim in Chelek Aleph, in Klal Aleph Vav, certainly takes this, mamish, rips it apart. There's no such thing. Because I'll give you, what's the biggest tayelis in the world? Let's say I have a job. Biggest tayelis in the world. I have a job. And I've been alemala, you know, I don't talk lashon hara at all. I just follow dalek el gishuchon aris. And every single time they want to talk about something, so I go like this. I take the two fingers that the Maral told us, that you want to super sometimes, he tells us why I'm going to follow with Boyde these fingers. But you can go like this. And if the Lashon Hara is really sharp, you take these two things, 2 cents of the mouth, you put them inside the ear, and you go like that. And every time they start talking Lashon Hara, I go like this, and I do my job. No. So they start looking at me like I'm a little bit strange, right? because this is very strange. It doesn't follow Lashon Hara because it's not a part of the matzit. What happens, you see, that they think you're weird, Pashit. That's Lashon Hara B'chaim. They think you are weird. And they're about to take away your job. You're about to lose your job. Because they don't talk Lashon Hara, you lose your job. No, don't you think that the Lashon Hara is mamish tayelis there? It's a gvaldik tayelis. He's going to lose all kol panerasasa. He has no job, he has no money. Comes along the Chafetz Chaim, and he says, Bishum pan voitish. You're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. Why? Because on the Chafetz Chaim, you're going to lose kol mamayna. You can lose kol mamayna for another day. You have to give up all your money, says the Chafetz Chaim, and you're going to take a kufnin 90 pace. Oh, mamayna, even for the apartment, kabachoyna. Chafetz Chaim. Kabachoyna Lashon Hara. Sharei, said Makhre Vesau Eivon. So there's no etter voitzai of Lashon Hara Latayalas. What's the etter? It's a big mistake. The etter is Lashon Tov. You're never allowed to use your tongue for bad. When your tongue is being used for good, that's when it's mutter. So when the maisa that the person is going to be doing, we said yesterday, when it's not called nikama b'chlal, when the person is going to be using his mouth to help somebody, to be l'samud al dar reyacha, then the mouth is not doing damage. What the mouth is really doing is the mouth is doing help. That's when it's mutter. In this situation over here, the mouth is not doing help. It's hurting somebody. You're hurting and damaging somebody. It's making it. You don't lose your job. That's about the not mutter. But we'll see today the different tznayim and the different halachas when it's mutter. Then you have a heter called, it's not lashon hara. It's called lashon tov. This is gita lashon. That's what Peretz Yit speaks. We know modest the chayim biyata lashon. In such a situation, when it speaks there, it's chayim biyata lashon. We're mechayiv to speak in such a situation. What are the tznayim? This is mamish a great sugya. We're going to take this great sugya and try and with all the shaylas hanging out with bad. The mamish somebody called me up 2 days ago about this shayla. His son is hanging out with bad children. Mamish addresses this case beforeish. Klal dalit sifyud alif over there. What do you do in such a situation? Other cases. But we have to, before we approach it, we have to know that the Chafetz Chaim approached it that there are five tznayim. Now that will cause five, will be mavliyat, there might even be six, but will be mavliyat. In order to remember this, there's a great tzaddik in Shalai named Shmuel Hamder. Shmuel Hamder. He gave an acronym. Now there's many acronyms. I think this is the most inclusive acronym to remember the five tonight for the rest of your life. Anytime you have to speak Russian Toiv, as we'll call it, anytime you have to speak Russian Toiv, you'll cheshbin it out with these five tonight. What are the five tonight? Shtika. Shin, Saf, Yud, Kuf, Hey. For the rest of your life, you'll have it by side. Let's go one by one. I'll just read you the numbers. Shin is going to be she's going and hate it. We'll see what that means. Be 100%. Sof is toyeles. Yud is yisabe. Means try and get out of it. Kuf means kava mishkoilis. Weigh every word. And hey means hefsid. That shouldn't give an unnecessary damage. Let's go one by one. Shin. She's going and hate it. Sends a chop it's high. Person has to be 100% accurate when it comes to speak Russian toys. 100% accurate. I'll give you a dogma. You know, somebody called me up and was telling me once about a certain doctor. He was telling me that he was negating me. I shouldn't use this doctor, he was telling me. Shouldn't use this doctor. Why not? This doctor's not a good doctor. It's very important knowledge, no? That's very important to know. I just wanted to know, what's your definition of why a doctor's not a good doctor? Well, one time, you know, my son came in and he had a certain fever and whatever, and he didn't chap what it was, and he diagnosed him wrong. Well, that makes him not a good doctor. Guy Mamish had about probably 75,000 patients in his life, made one mistake. He's not a bad doctor, it's 100%. That's the first sign of Rabbi Yisrael. He's playing an atheist. He's a bad doctor because one time he messed up on your son and that gives you a right to pass him off. Hey, without the nish, I'll give you an example. You know, you have a person, he comes out of a shiur, right? He says, the Rav is a machmir. In order to make that statement, what's with the fact that the Chafetz Chaim says you're risking the Olam Habo over here, chepping with the Talmud Tzalchem, chepping with the Vazel Talmud Tzalchem is very, very close to losing your Olam Haba. Let's rephrase that. You're losing your Olam Haba. But tell the Chafetz Chaim, how can a person make such a statement? The only person that can make such a statement is, number one, he knows, call it Turku. You have to know, number one. Number two, you know all of the shitas of this Rav. In order to establish if he's a machmir or not, how could you say this Rav is a machmir? You know, he said one psak halacha. Yeah, he says, boy, rezasa, mshugin, a mamish a machmir, this guy crazy. He says, you can't take he can't get dead from the good on Shabbat. The guy's pushing is out of control. He's called Meshuggah of the guy. But what's the pshat? The pshat is you happen not to have known till today that Boyer was Aser. He came along, was Machadish to do something. He became a Machmir. It's very native. You have to be 100% accurate on your information before you establish something as Lashon Hara. I'll give you a terrible example of this. Remember one time, there was a whole shayla about a certain shidduch, and the bacher, he told me, I'm telling you, I have to tell, he asked me the shayla, you know, that's about it. Just like any person has a shayla about tarfis and kashrus, etc. He calls up the Rav, so he called me up, a shayla of tarfis and kashrus, a shayla of lashon hara. He wants to know, if this bacher has a major problem. He wants to tell about this bacher. It sounds funny almost, but the bacher has a major problem. What's the major problem of this bacher? The bacher drools. Sounds like, sounds almost fine. I know this bacher. I know the bacher. I saw him many times. I never saw the bacher drool. And that, I agree, that's something that certainly is, it's unpleasant. It's something that definitely, drools is an American word. He dribbles.
Yeah.
Yeah, unpleasant things come out of his mouth, if I say, not words, but unpleasant things come out of his mouth. Nope. So the bacher drools? Nope. Kids, I said, I hear it. It sounds like a pretty serious thing, but it sounds a big chiddush to me. What was the story? Mispainanative. You have to be mispainanative. The bacher, at night, he wears what's called a bite plate. I know it sounds like a funny story and a little bit uncomfortable. It's a bite plate that keeps the teeth in place. No. So the bacher was wearing it for a year after he wore his braces. And I woke up sometimes in a puddle on the bedroom. Once the bite plate doesn't come in, he doesn't wear a bite plate anymore. And about he doesn't have this problem anymore. But he's plain and hated. This is something the person bite. You know, a bacher, he's a kaisen. Get with the shidduch. That bacher, right away, he's a kaisen. What happened? One time, you got into a fight with him. You got into a fight with him. He said something not nice to you. You said something like that. He's got terrible midas hakas. The guy never got angry before, ever, possibly. Or even if he did, in the heat of an argument, he became a balkaisen. That's mishkin balkaisen. Chassadikim doesn't say that's the definition of a balkaisen. Balkaisen doesn't have a balkaisen. I'll tell you even a worse story. These are the stories. I mean, this is part of a different shmooze of Damakas Kos, just to bring out the point. Now, I met this Maisa Ishi. A caterer once told me when I was telling about a certain, I told him, I'm giving Shira Malashin Hara. He told me, tell this story. Mitzvah Farsin, this story. He was a caterer for a certain chasana. What happened? The chasana, he came late. We'll see how he came late. He came after pictures. What happened? Because of that, he stopped getting people, people stopped ordering in Bashit. He came late to the chasana, you know? People went around saying that this guy is a shlemiel. Don't use him. Don't use him as your caterer. He's going to ruin the happiest day of your life. No, the ma'aser bechlal is not pashit. He messed up one time, whatever. Already not pashit. You know what the ma'aser was in this case? The ma'aser was the caterer was supposed to be at this chatz, and the pashit didn't show. Pashit didn't show up. And what happened? They went and they called up this guy. Could you please come? We don't have pashit food for the chasana. Could you just come? They don't have food, pashit. This guy, a tzaddik, came, you know, to save the chasana. And what did everybody say? As the shlechta, as it is, don't use him b'chlal. He's b'in and hated. That's sign number one. Sign number one, he's b'in and hated. Before you try to kill somebody, before you try to save his life, he's b'in and hated. Make sure it's 100% accurate what you're saying, number one. Number two, sof, tayelis. There's two aspects of tayelis. There's two different parts in tayelis. Tayelis means that it has to be, you're doing it for the reason. We need this to be Rabbi good Lashon. Lashon Toit, not Lashon Ra. So what if you've been waiting for 7 years to get back this drooler? Oh, you've been waiting. This guy, I suffer from this guy. You know, everybody's not nice to me. This, I don't like the guy, etc. And I know I can say the word, I'm going to get this guy. I'm finally going to get it. Then it's also to speak Lashon Ra. Once you're doing it and you really want to speak Lashon Ra about the guy, then it's going to be usher. Because the only thing that we saw as mukher is when you're using your mouth to do toif. When good is coming out of your mouth. But when bad is coming out of your mouth, you're speaking Russian. Rah! You're just doing it, you know, to hurt him. That's not mukher anymore. What do you have to do? You gotta work on yourself. Hey, you gotta work on yourself. I once asked this question to the Ashim. I said, so what does the person do? He's not allowed to talk? He said, no, he's b'chliv to talk. So he's not allowed to talk. I thought, what do you do? So he has to talk. But if he talks, he's a Russian. Yeah, he has to make sure he's not a Russian. You know the answer, everybody said. But you have to talk. But you have to make sure that you're talking Tayelis. You're talking Lashon Toit, number one. Number two goes into Tayelis. Is, let's say, you know, this is, I'm such a chashev ha'olam, I don't even want to say such a line, but this is the metziah sometimes. Is it the one mechutin, and calls up the other. Yeah, it calls up a friend. The shidduch hashem gemach. I just want to know what I got myself into. Yeah, the shidduch hashem gemach. This is 100% Jay. 100%. It's not Tayelis. It's not Tayelis. It has to be Tayelis. If there's no Tayelis, it's 100% Shem. No, but I just want to know what I got myself into. Tzadik. About this, 100% Shem. Number two. Number three. Shin, Sof, Yud, Yisabe. Zachti Gemara Sanhedrin. Ah, you see how the Chafetz Chaim, how he learned every Gemara for his side, how what it has to do to make a Yid Toiv. Listen to the Chafetz Chaim and the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara says over there that there was this terrible Rasha. Rasha Acham. Ochan Arusha, Azar Rasha. Chazal say that he was boil, he was Ivan Kol Chamesha Chumche Taida by Tzayyoy, that he stole. We know that with the Maisa after Yeshua went into Yericho, and he took from the Shlal, he took from the Bizri. And Chazal tell us he didn't just do that, he was Ivan Kol Atar Kula. No, what happened? Akav, Kineged Ochan, Ochan Taked the Tshuva, Ochan was Mekapo, on Salt Yoyosh. And that's why we have Al Kain, Mekapo, and Lecho. But Achon, the Maisa, was this terrible Russia. And Klai Yisrael, we're getting Mamshan Island. In the next war with Ai, Klai Yisrael were getting an Ai. Yoshua didn't know what's going on. He knew something's off. Because Klai Yisrael, until that point, had never lost a soul. It was all up in the Bayi Olam. Everything was fought up in the Bayi Olam. There was no such thing as a Bechlal or Habamina of a Yid getting hurt in a Mechama. It was all up in to all the Mechamas. So Yeshua said to Bayi Olam, what's going on here? He asked the Bayi Olam, what's up to Chepes? The Bayi Olam told them, Vos, Vichidiltur Ano, I'm a Baal Lashin Hara. He said to God, what do you want from me? So Yeshua said, it's a Bechlal Nefes. So he said, go and ask the Urim Betumim. Go and ask him to tell me what's going on. What do you want from me? What are you asking me? I got him, yeah, and he found out. Says the Chafetz Chaim, what's going on over here? Hey, who's in charge of the Urim Tumim? I got you, who's in charge of the Urim Tumim? Says the Chafetz Chaim, you see from this, a Gebaldiki insight. Yisavet. If you can get out of speaking Lashon Hara, get out of it. Get out of it. I'll give you an example. The only answer of Lashon Hara is why? If I have to speak Lashon Tov, otherwise it's Becheskos Trev, right? Says the Chafetz Chaim, I'll give you an example. You know, they call you up about a certain shidduch. I have this all the time because I'm a rabbi. Somebody calls me up about a shidduch. I know if I say the words, it's not for you. If it came from the Rebbe, it's kima checkmate. Right there. You know, the Rebbe says, it's not for you. I didn't say anything. I didn't say one word of Lashon Hara just now, and they're not going to go through this shidduch. Well, you have to know who you are. You have that ability. Sometimes they press, and sometimes I say, listen, Hetzlachayim, it's not for you. Sometimes you say it a little bit louder. Right? You say even differently. The personalities are not the same. Yeah, because he's again a monster, the guy, and she's a tzaddik. You know, I didn't have to know, but you're not hurting the person. That's yisavet. Yisavet means if you can get out of it. They call you up. They said, shall you so-and-so plumber? You know this guy, Kefarlich, this guy, Loyalayim, this guy, the worst plumber in the world. You want to, you want a plumber if you want to have to, you know, destroy holes and make holes in your plumbs and that. So what do you say? You don't have to say he's bad. Say, well, I have this great plumber. Why don't you just use him? He's a Gevaldik guy. He's a Gevaldik. Why don't you just use him? You stop it. If you can get out of it, you have to get out of it. There's no way to talk to Lashon Hara. That's Yud. The next tonight, Kuf. Kava Mishkoilis. You have to weigh every word. Every single word, you know, that's to do with the Chafetz Chaim once thought, he was watching them make a telegraph. You know, the olden days, this is before they had these text messages. There was something called a telegraph, right? That they would, you print a letter, you press a letter, and this would be the message sent. I used to send this telegram. And he once saw that the person in front of him, the Chafetz Chaim, was online with his aidim. He was online and he said to him, watch how they count every single letter. They count every letter because every letter you have to pay for. It's all that every word you pay for. Something Chafetz Chaim, the same thing in Lashon Hara. Every word you're going to pay for. You have to make sure that you're covering shkoilis. You're not adding one word. You know, this guy, let's say he's not a fine developer, he's not a good businessman, he's not this, he's not good, do the business under all these cases, right? So Chafetz Chaim, but why did you have to say he is the worst bacher in the world? Why did you have to say he is the... What do you have to add the words for? Say what it is. Every word. Weigh every word. Number one. Number two, I'm going to add my own knech in the Chafetz Chaim. It's not my own Chalila. It's the Chafetz Chaim needs. Sometimes you have a person who calls you up. Again, all these examples you realize in business, the same thing. You know, let's say you have somebody who is not street smart bechal. He's not business smart bechal. And he wants to know, is this guy got a good business head? Give me an example, yeah? The same thing in learning. Is this Bacher? Is he a Talmud Chacham? Is it going to be a Talmud Chacham, right? And you know this guy, he doesn't know not Aleph Beis. He doesn't know Beis Aleph, Garmish. He doesn't know anything. So you have to know that when you're talking to him and you're saying the words, that you know that this Bacher on the standard of what you hold is Talmud Chacham. He's not the Talmud Chacham, right? But what his standard is not exactly what your standard is. So when you're saying to this fellow, let's say, for example, the non-smart, the business guy, you know, this guy doesn't know garnish from nothing from business at all. And he goes up, is this guy business smart? On his level, this guy is the king. He's the king of business. You're allowed to say he's fine. you're a mountain. Is that called a lie? It's not even a lie, Rabbi Yisrael. Because what you're talking to is his definitions. Adarabba, to tell him he's not business smart, it means in his understanding of what is not business smart, etc., etc. Not to add a word, Rabbi Yisrael, and to speak exactly what the language is being spoken to you. Kuf, shtika, hey, what's hey? Unnecessary hefsek. Let's say you're going to say something about this person. Unfortunately, I have this all the time. You know that there's a certain bacha, a certain girl, or this, and a shayla v'shidduch comes up, and you're going to say that this bacha, it's not g'day, he's not a maskin. And you know what? If you say this boy is not a maskin, you know what's going to happen? So not only is this girl going to not go out with him, but she's going to start telling, oh, don't go out with him. He's not, you know, she's a balas lashon hara. And she's going to start, they're going to start, that family's going to start telling everybody, ah, he's not a maskin, he's not. That's called unnecessary hefsek. So I'll give you a more example of this. Somebody said, somebody breaks a window. A child breaks a window, please. No, they ask you, who broke the window? Who broke the window? Who's the kid that... So now, if they want to know who broke the window, if they want to just push and find out, so they can get the money from the fine. But you know, this guy's got a shirt, and it says on it, you know, whoever breaks my window, look in the back, I break his arm. You know, as I mentioned. So you're going to cause the fellow unnecessary damage by saying the Lashon Hara. The hefsek that he deserves is not deserved in this case. What he deserves, he has to pay. He doesn't deserve to get beaten up. It's the same thing in Lashon Hara Meshidduch and the Parnassah. You know, if you tell this person don't do business with him, you know what's going to happen? It's going to ruin the guy. It's going to ruin him because he's going to wind up telling everybody, etc. He's a well-connected person. Then you don't have a right. It's not Lashon Tov anymore. Lashon Tov is when what's going to come out of this Lashon is what's deserved. But what's going to come out is more than what's deserved. That's called unnecessary hefsek. That's shtika. Before we start the cases, that's its name. Shin, she is plain and hateful. Sof is tayelis. Yud is isadet. Kuf is kavam mishkaris. And hey is hefsek. That's before we start. That's its name. Now we start. The ma'aser. Sorry.
What happens when the person asks?
I asked the question to the same question, the same two questions, the same time. I asked Rabbi Yashin. So what happens? But this guy, so he's going to go out with the girl. He says, and you'll dance at the chasim. What can I do? But I can't say a word. If I say a word, I don't have a right to say it to the fellow. I don't know. Sounds funny, but that's what it does. I don't know. Let me get right to it. Now, let's apply this lemaisa, I said. Let's apply this to a few cases. I'll just give you, these are only cases that I had. Everyone realizes that these cases, you can, from these, you have to ask childless, but now you have to at least call them out to start. I have to tell them that they know one thing. They get a phone call about a shidduch, about a pronounce, about a this, about a shidduch. They, right away, they say, I have to ask my rabbi. They don't even say a word. Don't tell me the name, though, because then you'll say, oh, the reason I'm telling you I have to call a rabbi is because I have to know if I can talk Lashon Hara about the guy. Any shayla they get about, I want to ask you, right, here's the word, I want to ask you about, no, the guy's going to ask you, I want to ask you about where'd you get that lawnmower stuff. You know? But anytime they know a shidduch shayla is coming up, they say, I have to ask my rabbi the shayla. Push it because they know what this guy is all about, and they know what questions are going to come up, but this is what you're dealing with, Rabbi Yisrael. And Hanani, if they're doing that, you're going to cause the person to believe that the person is taka evil, so then you have a child, you have a big problem on your hand. But this is something you have to be clear with. These fights tonight, before you even start. The Moshe, the person called me up, asked me, can you tell about his landlord? His landlord is a bad landlord. I don't know how it works tonight. So, in America, the landlord gets heat. This landlord, supposed to give heat, didn't give heat. So he wants to know. So I want to tell the next tenant coming in that he doesn't give heat. So how do you do it? Yeah, today, all five times. Number one, the first thing is, you have to go to the landlord. And say, listen, I had very bad experiences with you, and you didn't give heat. And if I have to tell them that you didn't give heat. Because I'll tell us, everyone's sick when it comes to heat. That's a very, very serious dam. It's a very serious apple. It's definitely something that warrants being told. You heard it. The person's going to be hurt. You have to say, just what? But is there any way out of it? Well, go straight to the landlord. Say, are you giving heat? Now, you know the landlord said, yeah, he's giving you heat. He promised me also heat, and he's not going to give. But you tell the landlord, listen, I'm going to tell this person that you're going to give heat unless you show me that you're actually going to give him heat. Now, you know, let's say the landlord's impossible to deal with. It's not going to happen. It can't. So then, you have to tell him. What do you do, though? You don't have to say, this guy is the worst landlord in the world. He didn't give heat. Doesn't make him the worst landlord. It's exaggerated. It's kind of a mishkolus. What do you have to say? You tell him, get the heat aspect in writing. Make sure the heat thing is, he gives you a guarantee he's going to get heat, etc. That's what you have to do. You have to not add a word. I'll give you another example. When it comes to the mashal, this is already a bigger Indian. When it comes to a machan, this is a much bigger Indian. The kid comes home from school, the child comes home, he right away, there's two scenarios. One, he comes in, he says, hey, you know what happened yesterday? Today he broke the window. This is a classic opportunity. You have to go over the child as if he walked into the house, chalila v'chas, with a ham sandwich. And you have to say, we don't talk Lashon Hara. The chinuch has to be there. We don't talk Lashon. That's Lashon Hara. There's nothing else in that. Why are you telling me this? I don't need to know this. That's you have to, the child has to have that reaction. Number one. Then sometimes the child comes into the house and he says, the Rebbe hates me. And the Rebbe did this to me. Now there's two things you have to know when this comes down. Number one, there's a chinuch in Simin Tzamech. Why is it that the Torah HaKadosh warned us 46 times to be nice to a Yosem Alman? You know why? Because a Yosem is somebody who has no one to cry to, says the chinuch. Says, who has to listen? Bayre Yoyim has to listen. He has no one to cry to. But the worst thing is when a person makes his children to Levitik and Yosem. And after Levitik and Yosem, the king, he wants to come home. He has to get off his chest. He has to say over that the Rebbe didn't treat me nice. Maybe the Rebbe didn't treat him nice. Maybe something happened. And if he's not going to be able to say it to you, because you're going to right away, the Rebbe says the words, Lashon Hara, then boom, the kid won't be able to talk. And what you just do? You made him into a Yosem. So what do you do? So number one, the first thing you do is you teach this child that what it says in Reish Mem Beis, number one, you said, Kinder, I know you're upset, I know this or that, but Derech Eretz, Avad, the first thing, you can tell me, the Rebbe, I have to tell you something, that so the Rebbe did something not nice to me, etc. I'll explain to you the story and this and that or whatever, but if the kids come home, the Rebbe's this and the Rebbe's that, you have to teach the child that Avad, the Talmud, Krok, the Zayn, Lokay, the Kavoy, the Pavel. You have to teach a child in a very mentalistic way, and etc. That is unacceptable. Before we start, you tell the child, and then the next thing, why am I listening to you, my Yingle? Why am I listening to you? You have to explain to the child, I'm listening to you because there is certain situations of where a person is allowed to help hear Lashon Hara in order to help. But if you're just going to listen, and then what's the kid getting the message? He's getting the message that, well, Lashon Hara is mutter. He should be getting the message. Lashon Hara is treif. He's getting the message. Mevat HaTalmud Chacham is treif. He has to be getting these messages. But what do you do, Papa? Boots, you have to hear. You have to listen. And sometimes you have to also go in with the realization that Lameichus, like the Chochmah Chaim tells us in many places, like the Gemara Nida said, with Aftamach Aleph, Lameichus Mevoy. You're allowed to be chayshus that perhaps what he's saying is emes, but to believe it, let's see, your son is 7 years old, he has a lot of life experience, the Rebbe's been a Rebbe for 37 years, and the son is coming home and telling you that the Rebbe's this and that, and the I hear it's interesting, there is a 1 millionth of a chance that maybe the Rebbe's wrong, but you do have to be chayshus. You have to be chayshus. So how do you do it? So this is how you do it. Watch. The kid comes in and says, the Rebbe did this. No, the Rebbe did that. He did what? I don't believe it. You do that, you're destroying him. Destroying him. You're teaching him how to be Mevazet Talmud Chacham. Destruction. Murder. Mash. What do you do? You say, okay, I hear. Let's deal with it. Let's see. You call up the Rebbe. Okay, step two. You call up the Rebbe. What do you do? Let's call the Menahel first. And get the... Be like, no, that says you're savage. We don't do that. First, if you're able to not have to talk to Lashon Hara, you don't have a right to call up the Menahel. We'll give you a right to call up the Menahel. You have to call up the Rebbe. No, you try talking to the Rebbe 35 times, it never worked, or whatever. Say it, so then the Rebbe is after, and you can't exaggerate more than it is, etc. Then there's what to deal with, and a Hanani. But, and how do you call up the Rebbe when you call up the Rebbe? You call up the Rebbe and you start screaming at him, how dare you, and this, and that. Avada, you're going to get a tremendous reaction over there. Avada, what do? You call up the Rebbe and say, listen, I understand that it's possible there's a misunderstanding over here, etc. How can we deal with this? This is the Aleph base of Chinuch. That's what a person has to deal with. Number two. Number three, Ramesha talks about a case. Actually, a few more cases I must get to. Is bad friends. Bad friends, the Chafetz Chaim says in Dalet Yud, in Bermayim Chaim, Mem Gimel, in the whole Sefer Chafetz Chaim, he never ever, the entire Sefer, the Ish Emes that the Chafetz Chaim was, he never lets you lie. He never lets you be mice. This one case, I can't even say the Chafetz Chaim, one case, he says you're allowed to exaggerate the lie action. Chafetz Chaim actions are enough. Chafetz Chaim says, when is it that you're allowed to lie and exaggerate is when it comes to bad friends. And what are the examples the Chafetz Chaim says about a person's bad friends? The Chafetz Chaim goes to Midas Rayas. He says the person has Midas Rayas. Chalila, if he has Abikorsis, Chalila, if he has preacher sticker concepts, etc. Chalila Vachas. Those concepts, said the Chafetz Chaim, you're even allowed to lie to your son and tell you, stay away. Now, Avato, it's the same chinuch. You have to tell the child, why am I telling you this bad about this child? What am I doing? I'm teaching the child to go question our attempt. You have to explain to him that this is not Loisama, this is not Loisalech Rachel, this is Lashon Hara. This is Loisama of Amriyacha. But you even have to get the Chafetz Chaim says, allowed to exaggerate, because that says the Chafetz Chaim is right. That's what the Chafetz Chaim, that's right, he's trying to hide the kid. That's murder. And said the Chafetz Chaim, even Allah Sufik. It's a suffix deraisa the other way, said the Chafetz Chaim. It's a suffix deraisa that perhaps you have to be saving your child over here, or somebody else's child for that matter. Number two. Number three, I'll say. Another case. The last halacha in the Sefer, I want to explain this together with a tshuva for Ramesha. Ramesha has a tshuva where Moshe talks about snitching. You have that word in English? Snitch? What? Like snitch, same thing?
Sneak.
So Moshe has a tshuva sneak. No, Moshe has a tshuva about a sneak. And he says, can the Rebbe or the parent, can he tell who did this? Who broke the window? Are you allowed to go to the kid and tell the kid who did it? So Moshe writes, it could be with the klalim of Chafetz Chaim, it could be with the klalim of Lashon Hara, etc. It's mutter, maybe it's tayelis. Zakta Moshe metonis was machin. It's a double mechayir. You can't do it. It's terrible. It's mechayir. It's terrible. The word mechayir, I can't say it. It's terrible. You can't do it because you're teaching the child to talk Lashon Hara. Now this is a big mechshol in this. I want to explain. Rabbi Moshe Chalilu b'chatzot anishkim names. He didn't mean ever. And if you're looking at the different tshuva, it's clear like that. In tshuva and dalif kuf yud, look there, it's clear not like that. That the Moshe never banned. The Moshe man, the case we're talking about, like who broke the window? The Rebbe is going to start going and say, if you don't tell me, I'm going to go and I'm going to fail you on the report card. And the parent says, if you don't tell me, I'm going to punish you and this. But Moshe said that you don't do. You don't do that. Even if maybe mitad ilchus Lashon Hara, it might be a tayala, that you don't do it. Teaching a child to talk Lashon Hara, it's not kedat. But what Moshe didn't mean, what the Chafetz Chaim ends the whole Sefer Chafetz Chaim with, is that what happens if they already made the shidduch? They made the shidduch already. It's mamish a shidduch. And you find out there's something pitzistic, there's some kind of a which is a vaday destruction. A vaday destruction. Then the Chafetz Chaim says, even on a suffix, a thing that is a vaday destroyer, but even if you're mistupic about it, even on a suffix, you're allowed to say, even though the shidduch is made of it. The Chafetz Chaim says, even if the shidduch was made, there's no suffix in the world that Rav Moshe means the same thing. Now, the mitzvah, there's an issue that the Rebbe has to find out there's a certain kid, he's bringing in things into the chayt, into the class, etc., whatever, that he shouldn't be bringing, and I'm talking about things that are serious, not the, you know, the child is, he brought in a car, and the Rebbe said, you're not allowed to bring in little boy cars, whatever. I mean, serious things, destructive things, that destroy, there's in maladapar in the world, there's no poisek in the world that would say that the Rebbe's not allowed to do, about the Rebbe's mukhayyib to do that, and about the parents mukhayyib to do that. How, where did you get that? He has to tell his kid, and ask his kid, and that goes back to the first Chafetz Chaim that we said, that's 100% Russian type. That's Russian Daiv, is you're trying to use this Russian to save somebody else. That's clear. Now, the mice, a few more cases. Using live examples, as every baby knows and their parents know, you want to use live examples. You tell your kid, you do this, you're going to wind up like that kid. You're allowed to do that. Right? So this we ready, Bamis, I can't go into his rayas, panayas, but out from the book, you brought the biggest raya. It's right from Miriam. And we know that the Torah tells us, that's the makor of Lashon Hara, is it tells us that like Miriam, you'll get like Miriam, you'll get tzaras, like Miriam at the Vegas. Why? Because we know, but it says by the pasuk of Achrei Moish Shnei Bnei Aaron, that Rashi tells us of their basic sight, that when a person sees, you know, the doctor tells the person, you know, if you eat one more piece of red meat, you're going to die. He says, yeah, you have to say it while he's eating a steak. Right? No, but what is that? If you want to wind up like Yenna, that guy, you want to wind up like him, you'll eat another piece of steak. That about has more of an effect on a person. The same thing with the Lashon Hara. If you know that saying, using a live example, do you want to wind up like him? You know if you say, wind up like him, it'll have more of an effect. But then it's Taka Mutter. About it is, and again, and like we say, when you're being Mechanish children, you have to explain to them. The reason I'm allowed to say, explain to them. I'm allowed to say this because I'm helping you with this Lashon. I'm not hurting you with this Lashon. I'll end with two things. There's a, the Gabi Lashon Hara on yourself. Speaking Lashon Hara about yourself, so everybody knows the story of the Chafetz Chaim. The story was that the Chafetz Chaim. I have 5 minutes? 5 minutes yet? I have 5 minutes. The story of the Chafetz Chaim, the famous Maisa that the Chafetz Chaim was driving, the Balagolo was driving the Chafetz Chaim, and the Balagolo asked him, where are you going? I'm going to Radin. Ah, Radin is a famous tzaddik there, Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim, different gears of the story, but apparently the Chafetz Chaim said, Chafetz Chaim just congratulated the tzaddik. Different Maisim, some say that the Balagolo shlugged him, that's right there. And he says, I learned from here that you're never allowed to talk Lashon Hara about yourself. The Chafetz Chaim, that's my paskins in two places in the Sefer, in Aleph Vav, and also again in Zayin Vav, Aleph Vav and Zayin Vav, the Chafetz Chaim paskins clearly you're allowed to talk Lashon Hara about yourself. There's no shy. Now explain. The Maisa, we know that even if you say the Chafetz Chaim shita is like Rabbeinu Gaon in Shaar Tshuva, that speaking Lashon Hara is not just another Mechaveva. It's also there for another makam. You're talking bad about Yidden. You're causing kitchug on a Yid. You're talking bad. You're not supposed to be thinking bad about Yidden. You're not supposed to be talking bad about Yidden. That's also another makam. But after he came, we know that there's a Gemara in Baba Kama, that if a person hurts himself, A person, he wants to mazik himself, he's allowed to bemis. No, it could be can't mazik his goof, because it's telling the kid, etc. But a person is bemis, he's allowed, he is in control of his body, he's in control of his own lashon, and he's allowed to speak bad about himself. What's the Chafetz Chaim's example? Chafetz Chaim says, what happens? You and somebody, you slipped on banana peels. Both of you slipped. So said the Chafetz Chaim, you're not allowed to say, you're not, even though, Chafetz Chaim, even though you're saying about yourself, which is mutter, but you're not allowed to be koyvel in your story, the other fellow. Kilo, I would have thought that maybe because I'm speaking about myself, it's not so bad. Kamash one, you're not. And also comes Chaim, says Vayter, he says, what if you spoke bad about yourself and bad about somebody else? So said the Chaim, you're only allowed to believe him about the part he spoke about himself, but not about the part he spoke about someone else. So to speak about yourself, Lashonara, you are allowed. I just wanted to say, my name was a pshat in the story. It was a pshat in the story. So there's different pshat. I'll tell you three pshats of the pshat. Pshat number one is that maybe for Karek, from the story, we see the Chavetz Chaim spoke Lashon Hara about himself. Right? The Balagola told him, and he said, you didn't want to make the Balagola feel bad. He just found out he shlugged the Chavetz Chaim. So actually, that's the story. No. Different pshat, saying he's more Karek Lamis, is that maybe you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, and it's called Adat Lashon Hara. He didn't know I was the Chavetz Chaim. That's Mistama, the Pasha Pshat. And that's Mistama why the third Pshat is true. Because Mistama, the story never happened. How you talking that the Chavetz Chaim, how you talking the Chavetz Chaim, it's not you talking the Chavetz Chaim, that the Chavetz Chaim would say something that would be mashma, as you talking, that the Chavetz Chaim would say something which is mashma, the other guy doesn't know the Chavetz Chaim. And he would talk bad, and people back to call the Chavetz Chaim, go to the door, are you talking this story that happened? Never happened. So what are you going to say? Maisa. No, so I'm going to tell you a cloud from the Chazon Ish and a story. What's a cloud? Chazon Ish once said, a Maisa of the Onish Gazain that people didn't see, that people just say, so that you can't paskin out of such a Maisa. You can only paskin out of a Maisa which was done by a Rub, by this, that people saw, that people know, and the Rub knew he was being watched, and he was of age, that you could be samech on his actions, etc. But to paskin out of a Maisa, you can't. I'll tell you a story. I remember one time I was giving a shiur about sitting on a bench with Svaru. And somebody in the shiur, they got up, and he said, and I was talking about that, I never found a heter. You know, you now that I sit, the Gemara Menachos says, you now that I sit on a bench that has a sefer on it. It says different things. What if it's these types of chairs, the Paiskim are make along because these are separate chairs, etc. There's different choices. The Maisa, the Paiskim, no Paiskim, are make all, was Magal the Pumi Binchi. Many people say that if the sefer is standing up, it's Mutter. I never found in the sefer that says it's mutter. I looked all over. Shlomo Zalman doesn't say it's mutter. Liachi told me it's also. Scheinberg told me it's also. Stidaz has a true mutter. Kimat, all the places can never talk about, they all say that if you take the sefer and you stand it up, that it's also. No, nobody says it's mutter. And there's no reason really it should be mutter. Somebody was in the shir and he got up and he said to me, "Rav Moshe's mate." And me, you know, he knows which buttons to press. Rav Moshe's mate. Oh, that's it. Checkmate. Rav Moshe's mate. So I told him, where's the chair of Moshe's Meiko? And this I also found very strange, because on my list of those that said it's Osir are Rav Moshe. And I want to read you the Lashon of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is brought down in a sefer called Kavod HaTfilu. They asked Rav Moshe, HaKadosh, they asked Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe said, Ha'et HaZeh Lo Nimtza B'Sha'at Zepoisim. It's not Nimtza B'Sha'at Zepoisim. He said, I don't know. He says, but I just know that there's a certain sefer, and he brought the sefer, and he showed it to me, and the sefer said, I can't say which sefer, just the whole chair of Lashon of. But he said, I have certain things, but that Rav Moshe said it's mutter. And I bring down there, and he says, I want you to see what the story was though. The story was that Rav Moshe Feinstein was giving shir, and there was a bacher in the shir, and the bacher, after thing, Rav Moshe was sitting down while he gave the shir, and the bacher took the sefer, after Rav Moshe used it, and he handed it to the bacher, and the bacher placed it on the chair that Rav Moshe was sitting on, and he placed it standing upward. No, so by the fact that Rav Moshe didn't make a machaz, it's a raya, right? Rav Moshe didn't make a machaz, so it's a raya that Rav Moshe holds that it's mutter, right? I just have to tell you another story to explain. Rav Moshe Feinstein, I have to explain to you, there was one time I heard this maisa from a cousin of mine that used to walk home with Moshe Feinstein. And he used to walk him home every day from Yeshiva MTJ to that neighborhood over there, Chinatown. I don't know if you guys know from there, it's Mamash. In those days, it was definitely the worst neighborhood in New York, Mamash Mitzap. And he walked him home. One time he walked him home. He was zeichet to walk him home. And he walked, and Rav Moshe walked straight through the town. He walked straight through. So the person was with Rav Moshe. He said to Rav Moshe, Rebbe, why don't we walk around? We'll walk on the west side. We'll walk the other way. Why do we have to walk? After our tribe, we'll walk the other way. Why do we have to walk straight through? So Rav Moshe, they haven't got home. Rav Moshe said to him, why? Well, because it's told him it's kafel from the preachers. Rav Moshe looked at him almost with anger. Rav Moshe said, I've been on that street for 25 straight years. I've walked on that street. There's never been preachers. Rav Moshe, You know what the answer is, everybody said? Rav Moshe was always in the sugya. It's the same Rav Moshe Feinstein that one time before Asifas HaGedolim, they gave Rav Moshe a newspaper. I heard the Maisa from the person. They gave him a newspaper to read a certain thing. They took out anything bad, and they gave him a newspaper to read a certain article that they wanted to discuss at this Asifa. And they gave it to Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe sat, and he was looking at the newspaper 20 straight minutes like a Rambam. Like a Rambam. He was reading it like this. Like a Rambam. He didn't know. They, like this. But he didn't turn the page before. Afterward, they take away, Rav Moshe got up, and they took the message. One thing, what the world was Rav Moshe reading? He didn't turn the page. And Rav Moshe, he was reading really the front page. The front page had a headline, it had a picture and a caption. And Rav Moshe was sitting there like this for 20 minutes. We know what Rav Moshe was doing. Rav Moshe was writing the sugya. Rav Moshe was learning a Rambam with Shaito that he was looking in the newspaper. Rav Moshe was in the Rambam when he was walking home from MPJ. And Rav Moshe was in the Rambam when they put the sefer on his chair. Nope, the story with the Chavetz Chaim, don't feel guilty saying it didn't happen. Nope. I'll end with one story. If you see that it says, Mavis v'chayim b'yad haloshim. Mavis v'chayim. We learned today where a person has the Mavis b'yad haloshim. How he can, sometimes he's required to, how he's required to help, and how he's required to, with his lashon, he's required to help a person. In the Maisa, sometimes it could be with Tzeyach, with that same exact lashon. But I'll tell you, that's Yadua from the Baditchavim, that he said on the lashon, the Pasik, Bal Yachal Dvorav, Kol Ayotzi Mipiv Yasa. They said, do it from the Pesach, other Helikot Tzadikim, they said that the Pshad is that a person that he doesn't make his mouth tumadik, and he only says dvarim toivim, the chayim, the chayim b'yad lashon, he uses his mouth to help people and to make people feel good, then everything that comes out of his mouth will be nisgayim. I'll end with two stories. You know, you see the koyach of the dibur, the koyach of the lashon, when a person can tuay from time moid. You know, when you could do it the other way with the mud. It's a duah from the Vilna Goyim. There was once a person in the town by the Vilna Goyim, years after the Vilna Goyim, about 100 years after the Vilna Goyim. And he got very sick. And he wouldn't go to a doctor. And they told him, you don't go to a doctor, you're going to die. And he said, no, he's not going to a doctor. And his levaya, he said, he's not going to die. Well, at his levaya, they told over the story. He said that when he was a little kid, so he was standing, and he was stepping on the talus of the Vilna Goyim. And the Vilna Goyim was trying to move, and he was standing on the talus of the Vilna Goyim. So the Vilna Goyim looked at him, and the Vilna Goyim said, a little kid, he said, Yengele, so you can have a long life. Although I don't have the fist for my talus, but just take your foot off my talus. No, so he knew he was going to have, I'm sorry, that was a different thing. He said, there's 1,100 years. I know you're going to live 100 years, but just I don't have the fist for my talus, but take your foot off my talus. So he knew he wasn't going to die. He died on his 100th birthday. It's one story. Another story is a mice I heard with Chaim Kanievsky. One time, there's a lady, she came to Chaim Kanievsky, and the mice was that she was very sick. Originally, earlier in life, she was very sick. She was 19, 20. And there was a certain shaila, should she do a certain operation? And the mice, the stipler paskin, that she shouldn't. The stipler said, don't do it. It's a problem under 11. You're going to live a long life. There's nothing to worry about. Well, what happened? The mice, she got married. And she had kids, and she did that. What happened? Maisa, she got sick again. And she came back to, now the cycle is no longer alive. And she came back to Chaim. The doctors told her, you see, you should have listened to us years ago and done the operation and done. And she went back to Chaim Kanievsky, and she asked Chaim Kanievsky, what should she do? Should she do the operation? And Chaim Kanievsky told her, it's machlekes in the medrash. Machlekes in the medrash vayechi. What's in machlekes in medrash vayechi? In medrash vayechi, it said that Yankov Avinu is a shayla, did the rat stop, did the famine stop, and start again. So we know when Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim, the famine stopped. When Yaakov Avinu died, did it restart? It's not like in the Medrash. One man Domer says, yeah. One man Domer says, nish. What's the pshat in the machlekes in the Medrash? What is the bigger covet for the tzaddik? Is the bigger covet for the tzaddik that everyone should see that the famine stopped, nor for him, nor for the tzaddik? So for Rega, he dies, his chus went away, and the famine comes back, right? That's the schutz for the, that's the biggest covet for the tzaddik. Or maybe the biggest covet for the tzaddik is for Kent. But the tzaddik said, you see, he has a koyak to totally wipe out the famine, the gamre, and it shouldn't come back. No, same thing here. The stifler gave you a bracha. And the tzaddik is, what's the bigger covet for you? And for the stifler, is the tzaddik that he has a koyak to totally knock out this terrible machla? Or no, the kokama that the tzaddik left you, and then the better he has the koyak to be making against the machla. But kokama's not here, he doesn't. So he said to Safik, Machlaik is the magic, Safik the rice, Lukumra, over here we have to deal with Teva, we have to do the operation. As she walked out of the room, the Stachar Kanievsky said, no, Patosh Mach, we're not to do the operation. Because what was the lashon of the stipler when he gave the bracha? He says, it'll happen in the land of Lebanon. The disciples said, when he gave the brother, don't worry, you don't have to do the operation, you'll have a long life. No, I heard this mice a few years ago, and there was 20 years after that, Richard, there was 19 years after that, Richard, you should have a long life. Okay.